community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right now in the studio, I've actually got Claire from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Mike.
How are you today?
Not too bad. I've been sat in that M11 traffic, actually, on my way in, so I sympathise to anyone currently stuck there.
That's not good. Both directions. What annoys me is people in the other direction, they slow right down.
Having a good look.
To have a look over there,
see what's going on. Yeah, that doesn't help anyone, that.
It doesn't help anyone at all. So you're here to tell us exactly what's coming up that we can give some money to for St Francis Hospice, what events you've got planned.
And this time of year is so busy. It is, you know, we're coming into summer, we finally have a bit of good weather, and we have every weekend there's things going on at the moment, from open gardens, fetes, bike rides, walks, challenges, and that's just events that people are organising for us. So really, really busy. Many of your listeners will know that we rely on the support of these people to keep going. Yeah. So this year we need to raise £7.3 million.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it comes in from all different ways, and the events that people organise for us is a really big one, and obviously the events that we organise. So we're just over a week away from our biggest and best, personally, you know, I'm a little bit biased, but our Star Walk event in Romford. It's a midnight walk, although it starts at 10, so it's, you know, you're walking around midnight, but it starts a bit earlier than that, and it's a girls only night, and it's Saturday the 16th of July. 10 kilometre walk.
What's a long old way, isn't it? Well, what's that, 7 miles? Is that a 7?
Just no, 6 miles.
6 miles.
Yeah, you know, it's not a race. You don't have to rush it. You can take your time, have a chat as you go. There's sort of no pressure to get round as quick as you can, although there are some people who do power walk it right at the front.
Really?
Yeah. There's a few regulars there who, you know, will be at the front storming their way around. So, but it's with people of all abilities. You can. We have people in wheelchairs being pushed around. It's very relaxed. But it's a PJ theme this year.
It's
a pyjama party, which seems to have gone down very well.
I can imagine it did.
It has. I mean, it's so comfy. I'm excited. I'm hoping that the staff are allowed to come in pyjamas, because I am fully prepared. There might be the onesie, I'm not sure yet, but it's pyjama themed, and when all the girls arrive they'll be given flashing head boppers this year, which are stars that flash, so everyone will be wearing them. I think we'll really, really stand out and make an impact. We're knocking on the door of 500 walkers at the moment.
Really?
Which is excellent. It's really, really good. So if anybody listening fancies it and wants to just push us over today, we'd be thrilled.
Wow.
We're so nearly there, and we always get a kind of last minute flurry of people joining. So why should you come? Well, we have entertainment before the walk.
There's a lot going on.
And we have some great performers this year. We're really excited. If you're a fan of Britain's Got Talent, of The Voice, of X Factor, you're bound to recognise some of the performers this year. We have Jasmine Elcock, who came fourth in Britain's Got Talent this year.
Oh.
Young girl. I don't know if you watched it, if you're a fan.
Very vaguely, Britain's Got Talent. Yeah.
She was fantastic. So she'll be there. We've got Lyrical from the BBC, from The Voice on the BBC.
Wow.
Danny and Diags from Towie are going to be joining us at the start.
They're
fantastic supporters of the hospice. They're going to be there.
Will they be walking?
They'll be walking the first lap, I understand.
Lovely.
I mean, I don't see why they can't walk the whole thing.
No, that's right. Six miles, only six. If it's a slow wander, then that's
exactly,
fine.
They'll be fine. I think they'll be taken away in the night, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did the whole thing. We've got a photo booth there to start off with, which went down very well last year. We have some very funny pictures from the photo booth. So loads going on before the walk to get you all excited and in the mood, really. Check-in's from 9 and the walk starts at 10.
Fantastic.
And we are doing something a little bit special this year. You get a hot chocolate when you finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that'll put some calories back in your
body.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll sort you out and get you recovered. But we were very excited yesterday. We were quite sad in the fundraising team. We had our running numbers arrive yesterday, and they all have the voucher on the bottom that you rip off for your hot chocolate at the end. And they're very good, very exciting numbers. We get excited about these sorts of things. So the last few things are coming together now for that event, which is great. It's £12 entry, and under 16's £8.
Yeah.
And we ask our it is a sponsored walk. The idea is to raise money for the hospice.
Yeah.
We ask people to raise a target of £108, which sounds a bit random, but that's the cost of 2 hours of care from our hospice at home team. So,
well, that's fair.
It's great.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
And, you know, they're out in Brentwood every day, all hours of the day, supporting people in the last few weeks of their lives.
Yeah.
They'll stay there for as long as the family need their support. So, you know, 2 hours of care, £108, it would make a really big difference if every if all of those girls raised that.
That would be fantastic. That really would be good.
Really, really well. So that's the most, that's the event that's up and coming very, very soon, and we're very excited about. So you can book online, booking's still open. So so please grab your friends, colleagues, family, get a big team. We've got some fab teams this year. We've got teams of up to 20 walkers taking part. We've got sort of slimming groups and schools and teachers.
See,
and
that's
colleagues.
Perfect for any of these slimming groups.
It's great for them.
I should imagine you get a lot of singles as well for a singles night.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. That would be
It'd
fantastic.
Be great,
raise
yeah.
some money for charity and meet the love of your life.
Exactly. Well, we have got the Harold Hill Firemen.
Oh, really?
There.
That's it. You'll be swamped with women now. You know you will.
Yeah, they confirmed, actually, that they'd be back a couple of weeks ago. And we're always delighted when they confirm they're going to be there. They'll be handing out water and keeping you hydrated as you walk. So they're definitely an attraction. I can't believe I hadn't mentioned them before. So, make sure you get down to see them, if nothing else. They're very, very good sports, actually. So we're very grateful for their support. So.
Now, one of the things that you do every single year, which is absolutely amazing, it's not a million miles away from here, is the Dunton Car Rally.
Yes.
Oh, that's always ram solid.
It's Frankie's Car and Classic. Hang on, I got that wrong. Frankie's Classic Car and Classic Bike and Vintage Fest.
But there's
I think I still got that wrong, but
acres of cars
so
where they use
cars.
As a car park,
yeah.
And then that's not even the cars they're showing.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds of cars they show.
It's a fantastic event.
Fantastic, it really
we're
is.
We're in our fifth year, would you believe it, this year. This is Frankie's Car Show. It's the 4th of September, which is a Sunday, at the Dunton Technical Centre. And actually, we are still accepting pre-booked cars. There's all sorts of categories if you're a classic car owner or if you just want to display your car for fun, which you can do. If you're proud of your car, bring it along and show it. We have trophies and prizes in a range of categories. You can see the full list on our website. If you'd like to read them out, I'm happy to, but they are all there on our website.
Which is sfh.org.uk.
That's the one. And you can enter your car or your bike, bring it along and see what people think. You can come along just for the family day out. So we have got this vintage festival there as well. We have some great stalls. We have food. We have drink.
Fantastic.
We have bands playing.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do. We have bouncy castles. We have all sorts of things. It's just a really fun all-round day, and you know, always well supported, and there still are some spaces left. They are going fast for the cars. Pre-booking closes on the 5th of August, so there's still a few weeks left.
Okay.
But we're also asking if any local businesses would like to sponsor trophies, whether you'd like to have a pitch on the vintage market, or any car related stalls, anything like that. There's still time if you're someone who'd like to actually have a stall there or be involved by sponsoring a trophy, and please get in touch as well. That'd be great.
What always amazed me is the Dunton boot sale that's on every I think it's every Sunday. That's big enough.
Yeah.
But this, the car rally, swamps it.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is.
It is
huge,
a big deal.
Huge.
People are inquiring about it so early in the year. They love it. It's a really, really well-loved event. I'd encourage you to get involved. Even if you're not a classic car fan, actually, it's a great day for the family.
It's a good day out.
And it's
really
actually,
good day out.
You struggle not to be impressed.
Yeah.
By the vehicles that are there.
But some of the time they've spent on some of these and re-chroming the bumpers and then polishing it.
It's spectacular.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think there's a certain type of personality to want to get your
car
it's
very,
that pristine, don't you?
I can imagine, though, if you've got an older car, it takes over your life because it has to have as much love as the missus gets, if not more.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how they drive it there, you know, with that, and keep it in that pristine condition. I have no idea what rules they must have in their car. I mean, no food must be allowed. And
none at all. No food. No breathing.
No, but it's a great event, really good day, and that's coming up sooner than you think. 4th of September will be here before you know it.
It will be here before you know it.
Yeah, so we've booked the weather. So
fantastic.
It's always a lovely day.
It's always a great day over there.
Yeah.
It really is a good
really,
day.
Really good day.
So what else you got coming up for us?
We've got a whole range of things, actually. We've got something happening at the Ardley Pub in Hornchurch, who we're working together on this event, which is a Mr. and Mrs. night.
Oh.
So you've seen the TV show.
Yeah.
If you think
Derek Beatty, he used to present it.
Indeed.
Yes.
If you think you and your other half could be a selection of other couples, and there will be the typical kind of Mr. and Mrs. games as part of the night, part of the price, which you can pay just to come along and attend and have a good time. Includes a burger and chips, an alcoholic beverage or soft drink.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And there's music and a disco, over 18s only though, and it's £15 a person.
Oh, that's quite cheap.
It's not bad at all, I don't think. And if you fancy, taking part in the competition, and then there's still spaces. And I think we have about 10 couples who compete for the crown and for the glory
of the ultimate Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, but be prepared, because it may also be the end of your relationship. If it doesn't go well, you may realise how little you know about each other. I think it's a very dangerous game.
Well, they do reveal some very deep, dark secrets
exactly.
that you want to forget all
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I don't know if you... I actually got the board game, Mr. and Mrs., which we've played a few times with the in-laws and people like that. And it can... People can get slightly... aggravated. I
well, they can. You've only got to say, like, when's your wedding anniversary?
Yeah.
And that's the end of that,
exactly.
isn't it? I mean, every
disaster.
Bloke will go, oh, fancy be asking me that.
But then you can win brownie points, actually, as well. Because if you might surprise your other half by how much you listen to them and how attentive you've been, so it could actually be really good.
See, now I can imagine that going, women get brownie points, men just get put in the doghouse, because men are just sort of like, I don't know.
I refuse to accept those gender stereotypes. But it'll be a great night. Whatever happens, great night. And that's the 23rd of July, which is a Saturday. And it's the Ardley Pub in Hornchurch. That should be really good. And again, you can book on our website for that too.
Fantastic.
On Tuesday, the 26th of July, we have another new event, which is we're being really amazingly supported by a makeup artist called Navida. Mm-hmm. She, I understand, is a makeup artist to the stars, and she's coming to the hospice to give makeup advice and techniques, with all proceeds going to the hospice, which is great. It's a total masterclass. It lasts a couple of hours. She'll be going through a couple of looks, natural day finish, evening look, giving you loads of advice and guides. You can take a guide home with you as well. As part of the price, there'll be wine and nibbles. We get a goodie bag at the end filled with beauty treats. So it's a real good girly night, and something a bit different for us that we haven't done before. And she is giving up all of her time for free. So every penny raised will be coming straight back into the hospital, which is
fantastic.
Great. So that's £45 for that night. And it would be quite an intimate event, so you'll be getting plenty of time with Navida. And I understand it would be, we're very excited about that, actually, and it is something quite different.
Yeah, that's good.
Again, proving popular already. So if you're interested, again, visit our website, you can book on there. So we've also got an offer, you can have two people for £70.
Ooh.
Quite a good deal. £45 for one, £70 for two.
That's quite a good deal.
And that's Tuesday, 26th of July, at our education centre at the hospice. So it's on site from 6:30 p.m.
Oh, lovely.
So that should be good. A corporate event. Would you like to know about that?
Yes.
So this is for, a really, really well-enjoyed event, and it's with Barry Hearn, who's our patron. It's a clay pigeon shoot.
We were talking about this to Peter. That sounds like a really, really fun day.
It goes down very well. We had the first one, I think it was only last year, and it was a great success. I think I'd be dreadful at it. I don't know about you.
I think everybody is, really.
Really?
Yeah. The Americans are used to all that. The English are just like, what in the world?
Where do we do? What do we do? I don't even know what a clay pigeon looks like, so it probably would fly past and I wouldn't even know.
It looks nothing like a pigeon.
But which is quite disappointing, actually. It should do, shouldn't it? Really should. That's with Barry Hearn. We'll be there with Matchroom Sport. And that's Wednesday, the 24th of August. And I'm told that if you are a novice, you are just as welcome as someone who is an experienced clay pigeon shooter. So it's suitable for all abilities.
Fantastic.
And that's a half-day shoot, which includes your clays and your cartridges and all the instructions that you'll need. And you get a shooter's goodie bag. You get, I understand, a bacon roll on arrival.
It's worth it just for that.
Just for that. We have sparkling drinks reception once the shoot's over, a three-course lunch. And I had a little look at the menu, which does look very good. Some of the highlights include slow-cooked beef and actually a bigger highlight, vanilla, white chocolate and raspberry creme brulee.
Oh.
Come on, that sounds amazing. Shooting takes place in teams of four and it is £200 a person. So it's quite expensive, but if it's a corporate event,
oh, that's
you can
a good
take
day,
your colleagues,
though.
Really good day out.
It is a good day.
And it's at Down Hall in Hatfield Heath, which is up Bishop Stortford Way. So really, really good day out. It's a spectacular venue. Really, really good. We get great support from them. So that's something a bit different as well.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So, do you want me to keep going?
Is there anything else you've got? There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
To get 7.3 million.
Yeah. I mean, we have all sorts of things. And as I said, we've got lots of third-party events as well, which are also on our website. This is a bit further away, but out in Barkingside, if you're a keen gardener, there is a most spectacular open garden. There's a supporter of ours called Maureen, who has supported us for years.
Yeah.
She has a 40-foot by 40-foot garden, which isn't big. She's happy to say it's not a big garden. but it is amazing what they've done with it.
Really?
You walk in and you're just smacked in the face with colour. They have little sections all around the garden. They've managed to squeeze in a pond, water features. There's a bridge over the pond. There's a little gazebo. There's a secret garden. Yeah, there's a modern railway that runs around. It is just incredible. It's beautifully tended. It is a stunning garden. And it's, I would say, worth the trip. And I have got the date for that here. On my piece of paper. It's the 31st of July, and that is in Barkingside again on our website, and all the money she raises goes to the hospice. It's a token amount to get in on the day. She has refreshments there for you. But for, if you're a gardener who'd be interested in seeing something a bit different, well, highly recommend it.
Even because I've got a small garden, and I keep looking at it and going, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not a gardener, you just don't know. I need to pop round and have a look.
You need to go around and see Maureen, because she could teach you a thing or two about what to do with a small garden. It is incredible.
Pop round and see Maureen.
I think you should.
So don't forget, the website is sfh.org.uk. That's sfh.org.uk. Go on there. All the upcoming events are on the St Francis Hospice website, and it's always a pleasure to have you in to tell what you're going, because 7.3 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and we're very grateful for you coming in. Can I just finish by saying thank you to our volunteers?
Yeah, of course you can.
We had our last volunteer thank you evening last night, and we do these every year. We have three evenings for our volunteers. They have a dinner which is paid for by Morrison's and Caterlink. So we have that for them. We have speeches saying thank you to them. We have 860 of them. They do all sorts of things, from working in offices to our retail to all of our shops, on the wards handing out meals, bereavement counsellors, all sorts of people who help us out in the hospice. And last night saw the last of our thank you evenings. So just to extend once again our thanks to them, because we would not be here without them.
Oh no, you do an amazing job. You really do.
They are incredible. And just as much as these events and our supporters and raising the money is important, our volunteers are too. So thank you to them.
Well, Claire, it's always a pleasure to have some Francis Hospice in, and
thanks for having us.
And you're better looking than Peter, if you don't mind me saying so.
Who would devastated that comment, I'm sure.
So we'll see you again the first Thursday of next month, yeah?
Yes, that'll be me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.